Calm wind Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 25. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 39. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 27.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters, the award-winning radio show sponsored through the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and my co-host is Tracy Ivey. And this is NAMI's Hour. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in a state, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We work out of our houses, and I was told the commute is great from the kitchen to the living room, so, you know, you don't hit much traffic. But what we try to do is we try to help people who have someone either in their family, someone they know, someone they work with, someone they're friends with, who has a mental health issue. And also we try to help the person who has it get the services that they need or require. We do this in various ways. The first thing we do is we have what they call a family-to-family class, which is a 12-week course. And it goes over medications and side effects and what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say in certain circumstances. And it tries to get the person taking the course to feel what it's like to be the person with the illness. And that way they can maybe understand a little bit better some of the reactions they get from the person with the illness. The course is free. Everything is free. The binders they hand out, all the paperwork, everything is all free. You don't have to be a member of NAMI to join and be part of the class, but you do have to register. But other than that, it's free. We also have a monthly support group, and that's held in Flemington at 52 East Main Street, and it's from 7 to 8:30, and sometimes it goes to 9 if people talk longer. But everybody's welcome, and again, you don't have to be a member of NAMI, and there is no charge. We have other classes and courses that we do. We have one called Educating the Educators, trying to get the teachers to understand a little bit more if someone in their class is having problems with a mental health issue. And if you need some information or you want questions that you have to want answered or want to ask, you can reach out to us at 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500. We don't man the phone 24/7, but we have a lady who checks it at least twice a day, and we promise you we will get back to you just as soon as possible. Today, we're very fortunate and privileged to have with us Amanda Boynton, who is in the Salvation Army, and I have to say it, you're a lieutenant. I felt like saluting when you walked the first time I saw you, but that's okay. I'm only kidding.
And wearing their uniforms.
I don't fit into my uniform anymore. And we also have, I'm going to murder your name, but I'm going to try it anyway. Sari Olmedo?
Yes.
Garcia?
Correct.
Wow. As long as I don't have to say it again, we're fine.
Okay. It is really good.
And I believe you're an intern for the Salvation Army?
I'm a cadet.
Okay. And we want to thank you both for taking the time out of your busy schedules to come. I know that this time of the year is very
busy.
Drastic.
Busy.
And busy.
More than usual.
And just
right?
For everybody, it's busy, you know, but, you know, in your situation, even more so. Like I said, I saw your husband the other day. And he explained to me, I said, what are you doing here? He says, well, those people, they needed time off, and they all had to need it the same day, so here I am, you know. But anyway, first of all, Amanda, I wanted you to maybe explain how you got involved or why you got involved with Salvation Army. Was it something you always wanted to do or whatever?
So when I was young, the Salvation Army runs youth programs.
You're still young. What do you mean when you were young?
Younger, like under 15, we'll say.
Okay.
So when I was around 12, our local church actually closed. The pastor left and it closed. And so I went to church with my neighbors, and the neighbors were looking for a new church home. They're looking around. They find the Salvation Army from the father of the family's past when he was a kid. So we go over there, and the Salvation Army has, you know, they have their Sunday services just like any other church, but also we run a lot of youth programming in almost every community.
I got to interrupt you. I did not realize Salvation Army ran services.
Yes, we do.
I know you do, but now I know, you know, but I didn't realize it up until when we were at there a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I saw that you had a thing there for services, and I was shocked. I said, they do services?
Yes.
Then I find out your husband was the one that does the service. You know?
Yeah, my husband and I are both ordained pastors.
Okay.
In the Salvation Army. It is its own denomination. Salvationist is what it's called, but it's very closely related to the Methodist church.
Okay.
So, you know. We love it.
I didn't mean to get you off track
yeah,
there, but
no,
I mean,
good.
You know.
And as the cadet, Sarai, she is also in training to be a pastor. So we're kind of dual purpose in our communities. We're pastors, but we're also administrators of the programs and things like that in our area. So it's busy.
Right.
All
right, you were in the youth thing then?
Yes. So when I was young, we went to church at the Salvation Army, but as with almost every community that the Salvation Army is in, we run youth programs. It looks different in every community. And in my community, we had a lot of music programming. So we got involved that way. And just growing up in the Salvation Army, seeing its ministry, I was a kettle worker when I was like 14, 15, 16, 17. I did that as my after school time.
That's where you have the kettle outside of stores and stuff, and people donate.
Yes.
Just to clarify it. You know.
Yes, that's when you stand. They're fundraisers for the Salvation Army.
Right.
And so I would stand outside, after school. Actually, my mom worked at the same grocery store that I would stand outside. She worked during the day, and then I was there at night. So it was interesting. We got to have a little relationship with the employees and stuff. They all knew me anyway. Growing up in that and benefiting from the programs myself as a youth person, learning music, growing friendships, gaining life skills through the programming, I definitely never wanted to leave the organization. As far as we have different officers aren't the only ones that wear this uniform that you were talking about earlier.
Right.
You wear it as a soldier as well, which means you're a member of the church, but also it means that you are somebody dedicated to the mission of the Salvation Army, right? Which is serving your communities and spreading the word of God. So I was a soldier when I was younger. I still am as an officer, but once you're a soldier, you're always gonna, even if I move to another community, I would still want to serve in the Salvation Army in that mission, whether it was an officer or not. Officership is more of a calling. That's how we describe it. We feel like God is calling us to that life.
Okay.
As with most ministers would say that, right? So that's really my story, right? I grew up in it, and then I felt God's call to minister in the Salvation Army and to run programs in whatever community the Salvation Army sends me to. So
you grew up in this area then?
No, I did not grow up in Flemington. I grew up in upstate New York.
Okay.
It's the capital region, so not Albany, but Schenectady. It's a little, it's a smaller city. Yeah, okay, not everybody knows where it is, but it's a smaller city, and I actually grew up in a little town right outside of there called Scotia.
So how long have you been here?
We are in our fourth year here in Flemington.
Okay.
Sarah E.
Yes.
Sarah E.
Yes.
Okay. How did you get involved in this? How did you want to become involved in it?
I met the Salvation Army when I was 16 years old.
Okay.
My mom was looking for a church because our family was having a few problems with bad influences in school. So we accepted the invitation from one of the soldiers, from one of the members in the Salvation Army, and that's how we start going. I actually was a very obedient child, as you may say. I will do anything my mom asked me to do, and that's why I went the first time. But then I saw the love that was pouring to us. I saw all these people caring for us and giving us genuinely love, and that's what attracted me. Plus, they were starting a dance group in the church, so that's was basically what caught me in it, what called my attention to come more regularly to be part of the dance team and to praise God.
That was good. Yeah. I know you're, Amanda, I know your husband's involved.
Yes.
You know, what does he do?
What got him?
Yeah. No, not much got him, but what does he do now that he's here
in Flemington?
In Flemington.
Well, we both do similar things. The way that we approach our job is we divide and conquer a little bit, different aspects of the job that we have here in the county. So my husband does a lot of the, he goes to the different groups out there, like at the, what's the word? You know, I'm a mother, so I have mom brain a lot. I lose my words.
I'm old.
Forgive me.
Sleep deprived.
Yes, it's a thing. And they say it goes away after it does not go away. It stays around. But he goes to the CEAS meetings, which is focused on the community social services and stuff like that. So he goes to those things. And then we do the programs together. Serving in different ways because we're each differently talented, right?
Sure.
So do you want me to tell? It's hard for me to tell you what he does without sharing a little bit about the programs.
We think we should talk. Let's talk about the programs.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where we're going to go next anyway.
Okay.
So
great.
We're
going to
take a quick break, though, and we will be right back.
Okay.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It'll be...
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future. how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We were talking about what the Salvation Army does in Hunterdon County. And so you started out, you mentioned youth programs. Would you, either one of you, explain what that is?
So we have a couple of different youth programs here in Hunterdon. The first one I'm going to talk about is the Troops program. So we call it Kids Club or Troops, kind of depending on who you're talking to. But it's a badge-based program. I like to describe it similar to the Boys and Girl Scouts, but it's the Salvation Army's version of that. And it's free to the families. Okay, so that's our biggest difference between someone who wants to be a boy or a Girl Scout. It's usually a struggle
right.
for the family because it's a great program.
Buy the uniforms
but, like,
and
you
got to
buy the
yeah.
uniforms,
yeah.
you got to raise money. And it's really hard for a lot of our families to do that. And so we, the Salvation Army, a long, long time ago, started this program that a bunch of Salvation Armies around our territory is what mm-hmm. we're called, does. We have one of the larger ones in the territory here in Flemington. We average about 70 kids every
wow.
Wednesday in attendance. So that's really sometimes more, sometimes a little less, but the average
yeah,
is
but
about
still, that's,
70.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a great – I mean, you've seen our building, Larry.
Right.
We've got the space
right.
To hold those kids, so it's great. And, again, we couldn't do it without our volunteers.
Now, you have boys and girls mm-hmm. in the group, correct?
Yes.
And they're together, not –
Well,
or are they separated?
We have five different troops.
Oh,
so
okay.
it's Kids Club all together, and then there's five different troops that meet. So there's the Moonbeams, which is a mixed gender group, but they're 4 and 5 years old.
Okay.
So they're really little, and they earn their little badges, and it's really cute. And actually, my daughter, who, because she has to be there because my husband and I are involved in it, the Moonbeam teacher actually let her into the class, even though she is not even close to four. but they play together, and there's
right.
actually another little boy who's 3 who's in the program only because his mom also volunteers for the program. So we try not to let them younger than 4 because otherwise they can't handle it. But our kids, because they've been there their whole lives, unfortunately,
right.
they get kind of forced into it.
Yeah.
So that program runs – we start dinner at 4:30. So every Wednesday we serve a meal to these kids, and then it goes all the way to about 6:30. And again, Moonbeam, sorry, I got sidetracked. Then we have the Sunbeams, which is the 1st through 5th grade girls – Explorers, which is the 1st through 5th grade boys. Girl Guards, which is the 6th through 12th grade girls. And then the Rangers, which is the 6th through 12th grade boys.
Do you find that some of these children are next to homeless?
No.
Or are living in a situation that is rough?
I wouldn't say that they're next to homeless.
Okay.
We don't know every family situation,
right.
But we do serve families that don't have as much money as other families do.
Okay.
And they do the best they can for their families. And if we can be a part of that in some small way, then
absolutely.
Great. And that's how my husband and I really like to think about these programs, is that
mm-hmm.
It takes a village to raise a kid. Right, for anybody, it takes
right.
a village. And a lot of our families don't necessarily, they have a village, but they don't have a big enough village that it takes sometimes to in their family or in their close relations or whatever, to do so. So why can't we be a part of it and teach them something along the way?
Sure.
So that's kind of what we do.
Did you go beyond fifth grade, or did I? You mentioned first to fifth grade.
Yes, we go all the way up to 12th. So the girls,
you missed it.
The Girl Guards is the 6th through 12th, and the Rangers are the older boys as well. Our Girl Guards and our Explorers just did a little ring off competition at the Kettle. So I taught the boys for this last term that we were together. And they wanted to challenge the girls to raise the most money for the Salvation Army. You know, competition is everything. So they were out on Saturday. The boys were at Walmart in Flemington, and the girls were at Liberty Village. And the boys had never run kettles before. They're all, like, first and second graders. They're very little. They're so cute, though. And the girls had run kettles at least the last 3 years. Sunbeams have always done it. Every year, which is great. So the teachers decided this year that they were going to do their little competition. The boys crushed them, by the way. First timers out there. I was so proud of my boys. It was insane. But, like, outraised them by, like, $100. It was amazing.
Yeah, but don't get more traffic at Walmart than do at Liberty Village, too.
They were out there a little bit less time. Yeah. They were out there less time, too. So that kind of made it a little bit even, but they were all really, really cute. And we have lots of pictures if you'd like to see them. The Flemington Salvation Army's Facebook page, they're up there. So they're encouraged through this program to give back to their community. Yes, the one way they did that was raising money with the Salvation Army this year. But we also do cleanups around the town. We do all kinds of badges with them. So one badge we did last year was with the older kids. We did like a business sense badge. And one of our advisory board members, Bill Taylor, actually came in and did like a presentation on business and how to kind of operate in that world and just basic skills and things like that with them. We did college planning. We did finances. We do the little girls when my daughter was very little, like 3 or 4 months old. I did like a babysitting class with them with like a live little child, importantly, right? But it's those kinds of fun things that we do together. They learn. But I think above all, what they are learning is working together and just being around other people.
Right.
A lot of skills we don't have often are a struggle for us to learn how to work with other people. And in such a large group of kids, you have to learn that pretty quick.
Sure.
And how to help one another.
Right.
It's really beautiful to see the older kids helping the little ones, the 4 and 5 year olds, you know. And something they knew they started this year is they have like little odd jobs that they do when they come. So when they first get there, the Sunbeam teacher decided that it was going to be their responsibility to make sure that the playground didn't have any trash in it. Just simple things like that.
Right.
The playground on our building is used by the community.
Yep.
So not just them when they're there for programs, but anybody can use it. It's never locked. So we have families that come and just want to play with their kids.
Right.
So to make it the best that they can possibly have. The other program we have for kids, for the little ones, is our Joyful Noise Music Academy. We call it that because all kids should have the opportunity to learn music. Doesn't mean that we're always the best sounding at our music, right? But in Scripture, it talks about making a joyful noise to the Lord, right? Whether it's good or not, we're at least have our heart in it, right?
It's joyful.
Yes, it's joyful. So that's why that's the name. But it's really music classes. We teach brass instruments, theory through games. So that's kind of fun. We have vocal, drums, and we have other arts like dance and drama, and even painting and drawing that we do.
Are they all done on Wednesday nights, or are some of these done on different times?
So Tuesdays is the troop program, and then Thursdays is our music program. This one, we don't have 70 children. We have about 35. Still pretty good, but
that's still a lot of amount.
We just had our concert the Sunday right before Thanksgiving for the holidays, and they were so cute. And I always say at this concert that these kids only had about 6 weeks to learn what they performed. And I'm always so impressed with them in the spring, they have a lot more time, so the concert's a little bit
right. And where do you hold
bigger.
Them?
Right
in the building?
At the building,
okay.
Yep.
Which is where?
40 East Main Street. Okay. So if you take a right at the monument, it's where the old synagogue used to be.
Right.
It still looks like a synagogue. You know, and up until like a year ago, we still had the Flemington Jewish Community Center right on the building.
Right, I know.
Finally, that did get sandblasted off, covered, so that people don't get too confused.
And if you go past the Salvation Army, mm-hmm. another three or four houses on the left is where the Getting Together Center is.
Yes.
And that's where NAMI holds their meetings.
Yes, mm-hmm. very cool.
And their support group is held there, and their NAMI meetings are held there.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, I've got to ask Sarai.
Yes.
Okay. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's right.
Boy. All right. You're an intern.
Yes.
Okay. So do you partake in these different programs or what?
Yes. Actually, at the college, we also have our programs like the TRUE programs, and I am currently helping with the Sunbeam program.
Okay.
And I think it's such an amazing opportunity because it helps us build their character. It helps us to make the little girls, the children from a young age, to be able to do these different tasks. Not only so that they can like fill out the badge and get a prize for it, but just for them to gain the experience mm-hmm. and to get knowledge. Something that probably I didn't have when I was that age. And it's such a good feeling to be able to make an impact in their lives at such a young age.
Right.
Now, yes. I assume you're bilingual? You speak Spanish?
Yes, I speak Spanish. I'm from Mexico.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you use that at all in the programs?
Yes. Sometimes when there are when we sing songs and the songs are in Spanish and English, we will do it bilingual.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, Hunterdon County and Flemington in particular has a high Hispanic population.
Yeah.
So I would assume that I know from the CARE program with the giving away the coats and everything that there was a high Hispanic population that came through that.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of our biggest struggles for my husband and I. We speak un poquito español, not a whole lot, so we do our best.
I barely speak English, so,
yeah.
You know.
So we do our best, but that's why we are campaigning to get Sarai to come back and join us in June. It's not our decision, but that's...
Well, isn't there somebody's arm you can twist?
Sarai, do you live...
We joke all the time.
Do you live far away from here? Or you?
Actually, I am at the college, and the college is in Suffern, New York. Yes,
oh.
The college...
About an hour away.
Yeah.
You drive an hour every day to get here.
Oh, no. She lives in Flemington
for
the time that she's here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know where Suffern is.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. My wife's sister lives up in that area up that way, so.
It's a pretty nice area.
Yeah. Why don't we talk about the camp? Tell us about that.
Yes. So the Salvation Army's camp is called Camp Tecumseh. It's gorgeous. If you've never been up to visit, please do. It's so beautiful up there. They have lots of different programs up there that they do. Around the season, they host different groups that want to do a retreat up at camp, stuff like that. So it's a camp and conference center. In the summer, is what I'm assuming you want to talk about, is our youth camp. And so each week has a different theme. It is a sleepaway camp. Kids go for a week, and they come all over from all over New Jersey. So all the way as far down as like Atlantic City or Camden, as far up as, you know, forget what the highest core, the farthest core is up there. No, by New Brunswick or Newark or,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the way up there too. We send about between 35 and 50 kids from Hunterdon County every summer to camp. And just to give you an idea, it costs about $600 for a kid to go to camp. And in our area, at least, we only charge a registration fee. That's mainly to make sure that people show up and that we're not paying the money and then having a kid not come to camp.
Right.
And that registration fee is $40.
Nothing. Salvation Army picks up the rest.
Yes.
So it's nice for people to know when they're putting money into the kettle, what's it being used for?
Yes, it's being used for, not only the youth programs that we talked about, but also, sending kids to camp every summer, where they get the opportunity to, there is a music camp there. So if they choose to go to music camp, there's different camps. I think they did like a space camp. They did like a sports camp 1 week.
Space camp?
Well, they learn about like space. And I think one of our local...
You're talking about... Out of space. Okay. I just want to know we're on the same page.
Astronauts.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, space, like get away from me type space.
Well, I was talking to, I know the camp director up there quite well. He comes to the church, and him and his wife and their family, and they're heavily involved in what we do in Hunterdon County as well. He runs the camp. That's his job with the Salvation Army. His name is John. Very nice guy. Goofball. And we were talking about how he had this, he makes connections with other places up and around Clinton and Pittstown area, where he can even have people come or take the kids over to those places to help make the camps more interactive and fun for the kids. But every week they get to be around farm animals. For kids that are, Hunterdon County is a little different in the sense that we are very farm oriented here. But so kids around here haven't necessarily been not near fresh air. We have a lot of fresh air around here. But outside of here, we have, kids that are coming from Camden or inner city Newark and everything that don't get a lot of that time because it's just where they live. Right. And same with other areas like New York City.
Right.
New York City's camp for the Salvation Army is actually also in New Jersey. It's called Star Lake. And they do a similar program. So it's not just New Jersey that does this camp program. It's all over the United States. They have camp programs that your kids can go to.
And, a lot of people... Hunterdon County is obviously, they say, the third richest county in the country and, yada, yada. And I know when I was talking to someone recently and said, about the homeless in Hunterdon County.
Yes.
And they, what? Hunterdon County homeless? Mm-hmm. It's a rich county. Well, if you go behind
Walmart
and cross the railroad tracks, you see those tents? That's homeless.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know if you know where old Lipton Tea used to be. Mm-hmm. There's people living in the old trailers there that they've left there, and they live there.
Yep.
And that's where homeless are, because I happen to know a couple that live there. It's like, so what you're doing, like if it's not only for Hunterdon County, you're having people come from Trenton and Patterson and Newark and what have you, and getting those kids out of the environment they're used to and seeing the country and animals and farmland
it's a very
and stuff.
Positive experience because we don't shy away from the fact that we're a Christian organization. Those kids get a very positive experience the whole week that they're there. They learn about how much Jesus loves them. Their counselors that are there love on them the whole time that they're there. And they just get these different experiences. They get to play sports out in the fields, and they get to go swimming every day, and they get to get candy from the canteen, and they get to sleep in cabins. And the camp is absolutely gorgeous.
Right.
So you get the scenic, they get to go and paddle boats and things like that all at camp and engage with other kids that they
How
may
long
not
is
have
the
known.
Camp?
It's 1 week for each kid. There's sessions. So it lasts all summer, but 1 week is what a kid would go for. I think what we do is no more than 2 weeks out of the summer because we try to offer that service to as many families as possible. So if there are empty slots, we would offer a third camp. If somebody said, I'd like to go a third time, we'd write their name, at least in Hunterdon, we'd write their name down as a option and then come back if we had a third camp available.
Okay.
So you take it there aren't too many locations for these camps in New Jersey. You mentioned another one, Star Lake.
Yeah, Star Lake is for New York City, though. So that's no New Jersey kids go to that camp. Tecumseh is the main camp. But the camp can hold, I don't know the exact number, but it's like between 130 and 150 kids per session. So there's a lot of kids going each time.
Are there any more in New Jersey? Or
are there
Tecumseh besides Tecumseh and Starlight?
That are for New Jersey kids? No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'm going to jump back for a second. You mentioned something about music, your music background. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, my husband is more musical than I am. Mm-hmm. However, there's a Salvation Army tradition called timbrels. So it's tambourines played to brass music. If you've ever seen the Rose Bowl parade,
yeah. You
might have seen the timbrelists. So every year the Salvation Army's band marches in the Rose Bowl, and in front of them, instead of dancers, they're timbrelists. So if you're watching this year, you can look for them. It's that. It's really hard to explain. Also, we're hoping to have our timbrelists play in the parade this Sunday. So if you're around and you see us, that's what that is. It's very odd, and most people have never seen it. But it's a lot of fun for kids. It's really just rhythm. Mm-hmm. And learning rhythm and things like that. And you come together and you do it as a group. So you're making those connections and those friendships as well. My husband, he plays almost every instrument that I can think of. And he was trained in vocal in college. So he has a lot more of that background. So as far as the music programs, the main teachers of the actual like theory and things like that, and the vocal chorus,
right,
and brass and things like that are my husband. We have one of our divisional music people that come down and teach the little kids brass. He's very nice. He does live in Hunterdon County, that man. His name's Simon. And then John and Ann, so John from camp and his wife Ann, both also teach. She teaches piano and the theory class, and then he teaches drama, because he's very good at that, as well as we have a junior praise team. So there was a bunch of kids that had already learned how to play different instruments. So some of them knew how to play piano, some of them knew how to play guitar, bass, drums. So we kind of put them all together in like this little band, and they learn how to play music together. So it's
fun. It's
nice.
It's cool.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's my musical background.
Okay.
All right. Sorry. Do you have any particular program that you like best, or is it just you're still getting used to it?
I really love the music programs. I'm actually not a musician, mm-hmm. and that's why I like them so much, because they get the children from an early age, and they start teaching them from the easiest things to the most complicated things. And since I didn't have that when I was a child, and mm-hmm. now that I'm grown up, I'm like, I wish I could have something like that mm-hmm. to teach me at least to know one instrument.
Right.
And I have a brother, and he does he plays the tuba. So
that's different.
How he's learning from not knowing nothing to like making a concert for the Salvation Army New Jersey events, and it's such a nice thing to know that even though I don't know how to play an instrument, like someone else is donating their time, being volunteer to teach them with patience, and that they can grow in it.
Right.
And some of these kids from the young age, they do grow up to use this as their profession. A friend of mine that I grew up with, he's actually in the Marine Corps band, and he learned how to play his instrument at the Salvation Army. And so he wouldn't be in the position he's at right now if he mm-hmm. didn't have that experience. He's not alone in
right.
the Marine Corps band. I don't think I know anybody else. But as far as, like, you know, other opportunities that people have because of the music that they learned. Even the Rose Bowl Parade, I myself went to play timbrels in the Rose Bowl Parade, an experience I never would have had without the Salvation Army.
Right.
music teaching and things like that. And so many, my husband also went to play in the band, not to play timbrels. But you know, different experiences like that, that we can give young people, give kids. It's fun. And a couple of Hunterdon County kids actually did go the last couple of years.
Wow.
The Rose Bowl parade. Yeah. One was, her girl named Tamara McWhorter. She went last year, I want to say. And then the year before that it was Paige DeLugos went. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't carry a tune in a wheelbarrow, so.
Amanda, what is your husband's name? I don't know if
my husband's name is Adam.
Adam, because I called him Andy. I had the A right.
Yes, and all of his siblings are A names too. His mom was a little bit in love with that idea. I don't know.
I guess. But, you know, you were talking about the Summer Lunch Club.
Yes.
And that goes?
That starts the second week of July, starting on the Tuesday, and it goes all the way through right to the end, the last Thursday in August.
Okay.
And so that was a really fun little happenstance partnership that we had. My husband was at the meeting. We had already decided that we wanted to do this program in our county. There was a meeting that you had to get certified through USDA down in Trenton. So my husband went down to this meeting and he looks and they're like announcing who's from what county, right? And they're like, okay, from Hunterdon County we have Lieutenant Adam Boynton from the Salvation Army, and we have a group of people from the Partnership for Health, which do you know about that? Partnership for Health?
Vaguely familiar with them.
So the Partnership for Health is a group of organizations, businesses,
right.
People that get together that really care about the health of the community in various different ways they express mm-hmm. that. So they were interested in doing Summer Lunch Club too. They didn't have a kitchen. They didn't have a place to hold it. They didn't have all this. And we didn't have the volunteers we needed to get this done, and they had all the people they needed. And so we kind of teamed up and did it together. And it's been a beautiful partnership that we've had, and we're excited to come into our next year of doing it this coming summer. Last summer, we served, what was it? Let me look for it. 1,000 meals, over 1,000 plus meals in this county just in that summer. We had about 50 kids per day, average, that came. And these are kids that normally would get lunch at the school. But during the summer, when school's not happening, they're not getting lunch. And it's not always because the parents can't afford it or because they're not feeding their children. It's not that. It's that they're at work.
Right.
Yeah. And if the kid doesn't know how to make a PB&J sandwich for themselves, well, then maybe they're not going to eat.
And they're not in your camp. You're not talking about camp.
Camp also does do that program, but it's like that's for the people that go to the camp. Mm-hmm. We're an open site, which means that anyone in Hunterdon County can come and eat with us, and that's any child. We don't turn away the adults, but I think we ask them for like $2 for the meal or something like that, so they can come and eat with their kids. So that runs Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday during the summer, and Friday is our normal community meal that we have every Friday. The kids can come, the adults can come. We all eat together.
Right.
And as I was talking to you before we went on air, our volunteer cook, Marie, makes a homemade meal every week for that program.
And I can attest that it was very good.
And so she puts a lot of love and care into that meal. We have a lot of volunteers that come for that program that come, and it's a restaurant style kind of thing in the sense that you come and we ask you, well, it's always the same meal. Like you can say whether you want something left off or whatever, but you don't get multiple options like you do at a restaurant, but we do like serve it to you at the table. It's not like a serving line.
Right.
There's coffee, there's dessert, there's, all that kind of thing. And then just the fellowship that they get to come and be with other people. And we do have homeless people in that program. And we have people that work and come grab a lunch and then go back to work. We have all different kinds of people from different kinds of walks of life and in different situations and circumstances. So,
would you like to talk a little bit about the
kettle? I think we need to take a quick break and we'll come right back.
No. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm only kidding.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Mental Health Matters. We're here with Amanda Boynton and Sarah E. Omedo Garcia of the Salvation Army. And before the break, we want to get into your kettle program, which this time of the year everyone's somewhat familiar with.
Yes. So you see us outside of many of the stores at this point throughout the county, all the way up to Phillipsburg. So we have a big effort going on. Right. This year's goal is $100,000. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year. So it really is one of the bulk of the ways that we run our programs throughout the year. So if you see a kettle, please do give because this is our biggest fundraiser of the year. This is the way we raise the money that we need to continue to serve in Hunterdon County in the way that we do and even to grow our programs and to expand what we are able to offer. So right now, I think the last tally on Sunday was we're at about $35,000 raised, which is awesome. To raise that much before December 1st is a huge accomplishment because usually the bulk of the money is raised in December. So we're really hopeful of raising the goal, but we do still need every person, as many as they can, to donate every time you see a bucket. I know we're at every store, so it gets a little old to...
No, I was going to ask, like, what are your locations? Right. What are your locations? Know? Are there a lot?
We have a lot. Okay. More so on Friday and Saturday. I know this coming Saturday we have about 10 to 12 stands. Next Saturday we have even more. We're looking at 15 to 16 stands. With that many, we need so many volunteers to be able to staff them. Because if the kettle's not out there, it's not raising any money.
Right.
To continue these programs, to grow them, to help our community in the many ways that we're able to.
Do they have to learn how to ring the bell?
I was going to say, what kind of training do they need?
There's no training. As long as you can, you know, ring the bell. And we do like to have at least a minimum of a two-hour shift, just because that helps us with the change-outs.
Sure.
Being it's just the three of us, my husband and I and Sarah E., it becomes a little challenging if it's any less than 2 hours.
Right.
Okay.
It does get cold, but we've also found that volunteers, we do have to pay some staff because we don't have enough volunteers to staff everything. And volunteers make way more money because, A, they're volunteers, so we don't have to pay them, but also because usually their demeanor is much happier and happy. And we do have paid staff that are happy and, like, joyful about their ringing, and they do a lot better than, you know, say, those that don't. But we, like I say, we live and die based on our volunteers. Not only through our programs that I've already talked about, that we have 10 to 11 volunteers every week, the same people investing in the lives of these kids in this community. Right. And they do not have to give that time.
Right.
And some people are giving their own finances as well, buying supplies and things like that. They don't want me to have to buy.
Right.
So
give us a contact number and website, whatever, if someone wants to volunteer.
If you would like to volunteer, please contact us at 908-237-9008. I'll say it again, 908-237-9008. And if we don't answer, just leave us a voicemail with your name and your number and what you'd like to volunteer for, hopefully Red Kettle Effort, right? Bell ringers, it's such a, especially for our teens, you know, if you've got a teenager that needs volunteer hours from the high school or whatever it is, you know, please give us a call.
Okay.
I saw some of your teenagers at the business expo for the chamber, and I asked where you guys were, and they said, oh, they went away. They went away.
Yes.
They didn't want to see me here. That's what it was.
We were blessed that our volunteers, there was a volunteer family that came to do that, as well as one of our advisory board members. Her name is Kim.
I was talking to the kids that were there. That, you know,
they we were already set for vacation for that time. We had already we were going away and all of that. It was right before Kettles really got underway. And then our advisory board member, she was so generous and kind, and she got us a table at that event without having to pay for one, which, you know. So we were able to get in there, and we had to.
It was good.
Volunteers there.
Real quick, we have about 4 minutes left.
Okay.
Angel Tree Effort.
Okay, our Angel Tree Effort is well underway. If you see, we have trees up in Walmart Flemington, Walmart Clinton, HealthQuest, and then a bunch of different organizations where, like, people work, you know, the nursery schools and CI group and things like that, that are supporting us, where you pick up a tag from their place. There's usually 3 gift wishes, some clothing item sizes and things like that, on the tag for a child. And someone goes and buys those items, bring them back to customer service or whatever, and we go and pick them up. And that program is aiming at, we have about 90 families signed up, which represents a little over 200 kids, in our county. And they, we try to get them at least 3 wishes. Usually most years it's 4. They get 4 gifts from us. As well as we try to do our best to get them a new coat, at least 1 new outfit, and a pair of shoes or boots. And so that's per kid, the whole family.
And that's,
you know,
on the sizes are on the...
Yep, the sizes are all on the tags and everything like that. And so please, if you see a tag and you want to support us in that way, that also is a great way to bring Christmas joy to kids in our family. And the way I see it, my way my husband sees it, is it's one of those programs that... If we can come alongside you for Christmas, and that means you can pay your light bill or your gas bill or your whatever that month instead of buying Christmas presents, well, then let's do that. Let's come together as a community and do that for one another. So it's a beautiful program. It's so fun, and we work together with other organizations, other churches in the community, to make sure that we're all only serving one family, like one set of families. Mm-hmm. So you can't come to us and Helping Hands of United Way. It's one or the other.
Right.
And we do check. So that usually makes donors feel better, that, like, families aren't able to go to more than one place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice partnership in the community to make sure that as many families can be served for Christmas are being served for Christmas.
Why don't we give people a website also if they want to find out more about your organization?
The best way to figure out about us is our Facebook. So the Salvation Army of Flemington's Facebook. So you just go on Facebook, the Salvation Army of Flemington. We also have our website, which is, you go on the Salvation Army of New Jersey, and then there's the locations. You can click on Flemington. From there, you can also sign up to volunteer, whether you're an individual or a group. And our phone number is there. Our address is all there as well.
Okay.
We should give that phone number again for anybody who missed it before.
908-237-9008. And also, part of the Angel Tree thing is if you'd like to adopt a family, on the New Jersey website, there's a portion where you can click on Adopt a Family, and you sign up, and it'll send you to the location that's closest to you, which is would be Flemington. So you don't have to click Flemington or anything like that. You would just put in your name, your address, if you're interested in adopting a whole family.
And what is adopting a whole family
mean? Adopting a whole family. So Angel Tree is for the kids.
Right.
Adopt a family includes the adults.
Okay.
So whether that's a food card for the parents, or towels, or bed sheets, or pots and pans, or whatever, whatever the family might need.
Right. I can't thank you both enough for coming on today.
Thank you for having us.
It's been a privilege having you here, and I promise you, you will come back.
Okay.
And you'll bring the big guy with you.
Okay, I will.
You've been listening, folks, to Mental Health Matters, and remember, folks, same time next week. Same day, and mental health really does matter. Take care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide